Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Let me see. Let's wait for everybody to come in. I misplaced my phone this morning at breakfast. Hello. Let's see what I hear. Hello. That's the 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me try to get everybody on. Marcus. Oh boy, I spoke like a bow-legged baby last night. I was so tired. Hello? Hello? Oh boy. I'll just play some music to everybody come in.
Papa.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Is anybody else on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, I'm holding. If you don't hear me or if you guys are saying something, I'll be listening. I'm sitting at the DMV, so
okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I was waiting.
Okay, Marcus is on.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay. Is that Marcus Bay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was trying to get a hold of, what's his name? Mr. Craig. One moment. Okay, we have one more person. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Okay, did you get in contact with, let's see here. Okay, Prophetess Pina, you there? Hello?
I disconnected, Apostle. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let me pull up my calendar. Hallelujah. Bless you, Miss Daisy. Let's see here.
Good afternoon.
I'm trying to find. Okay, I'm going to pull up my calendar. So far, what we have here. I was so plump tired last night, I couldn't even spell my name if I tried. Okay, let's see here. Let me pull it up here. All right. Okay, everyone can hear everyone clearly? All right. We're going to go ahead and open up a prayer. I was trying to get, was you able to reach out to Darnell? All right, they're not picking up. Okay, let me pull up the calendar. See what we have going on. How's everybody feeling today? Happy new October month. And I guess this is festival month. Okay. Today is the 2nd. And this week will be a week that we're going to have to really lock and load. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father, we just give you praise. We thank you for what you're about to do in our lives, what you're about to do in this ministry. And Lord, this is your ministry, and we just ask you, Father, to give us strength, Lord God, to conduct it. I thank you, Father, for the hands that are on deck here. Let the vision that you give us, Father, give us strength and give us the grace, give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Let your blood be applied upon this meeting today. Give us wisdom, Father God. We thank you for the spirit of love, strength, and unity and bonding in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord, that we be sensitive to the direction in which you desire to take us in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen, Lord to God. Okay, number one thing on the list, the school will be starting. One, two, three. The school will be starting just how that's how I planned it in my spirit. Let's see here. I want to make sure. One, let's see, will be that 12th will be Tuesday, 19th the next, 26th is the next Tuesday. Let's see here. And we're going to November. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Wow. And that's nothing, the 16th. So when is Thanksgiving? Is it on the 25th? November, you all?
I'm checking right now. I think it's around, let me see. 1 second. I just logged on my computer.
It's on the 18th.
It's on the 18th. That's on, it's on the 18th, huh? Wow. I thought it would be on the 25th.
Okay.
It's on the 25th.
No, it is on the 25th. I'm sorry. My calendar has been a problem. It is on the 25th.
Okay. Okay. That scared me. Awesome. Okay. So, good. That means we'll be finishing up on the 18th. Amen? That will be the last Thursday for the school. So the six-week course is going to go all the way to the 18th of November. Okay, that's right before holiday season. Because it was in my spirit to stop the week right before Thanksgiving. And this is the way the Holy Spirit wanted it. So thank God. Hallelujah. Being led by the Spirit. So the 12th will be the day. And what we're going to do, Prophet Katina, can you tell us what would be a good day? We think that we should have the open enrollment slash, what we call that? Open enrollment day?
Orientation.
Ma'am? Orientation, open enrollment
speaking
day?
About, you said, okay.
Yes. So we have it one day or 2 days. You, it's your choice. You just let me know.
Okay.
Because it has to be between, it's going to have to be this week. So we'll push it on Sunday night, push it real hard, and we can probably do it open enrollment day on maybe Thursday or Saturday. How you want to do it? We can do it twice a week. We can do it after, I don't know, that'd be a good idea. It's on to you. It's up to you. But main thing we want to get it done is Saturday or maybe any time this week. So, as well. So, we do have, I think you said we have 15 students that wants to, what we have going on. Tell us what we have going on, and I'm going to give the flow to you. Tell us what we got going on.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm logged in on my computer now. Let me get into the – all right, there we go. Okay, for fall session semester, we have about there we go. Okay. We have about 15 students right now, not including the ones that had entries on last night. So roughly around 20 students, prospect students. That does not include current or either active students, the one that just finished the summer semester. So these are actually new students coming for the first time.
Outstanding. Okay. All right. So all due respect, I want you to forgive me, but I think we might have to have open enrollment slash orientation twice this week. The reason why, because you know, people are going to be working. I don't know what you think. What you think? What you all think? Should we do it? I don't want to do it too close to Tuesday. So, yeah, I think that Saturday and Wednesday would be a good day or what? Or just maybe Saturday?
that Saturday, like we did last time, we had, you know, more people that was able to attend because of their work schedule, and also the children are also in school.
Okay.
So those two particular areas, I would suggest the Saturday.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to beat the bush pretty strong this week. Prophetess Daisy, you good at that? We're going to beat the bush until we get all the apples off the tree, okay? Amen. So I wish we had Darnell here, but that's okay. Okay.
Apostle, it depends on Saturday. What time of the day you're talking about when it comes to me? I have a previous engagement.
On Saturday?
At 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do it Saturday morning, like maybe around about, we're going to do it like 10-ish, not 12, but 10-ish. So that would be the first thing on their face for that morning. We're going to do it pretty early. That would be 11 o'clock your time. Well, that's too, is that pushing it? Because you have an engagement at 3.
Well, I actually have an engagement, and I'm actually setting up for someone that's Saturday morning.
Okay.
So it really going to depend on what time I'm able to get through.
Okay,
it's
that's
not,
fine.
It's not large, but.
Okay. What I mean, just, you know, I think we can kind of like give you, I mean, as far as what I'm saying, beating the apples on the tree. Like when I'm talking about when I'm going on live and stuff, you good at broadcasting it and da 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 da.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I mean. Being the apples off the tree, you make sure everybody's in, and you know you're good. No, I mean, you know, if you want to come in at me, that's fine. If you're not, you excuse or whatever partially, that's fine. I understand. So we're gonna go ahead and just beat these apples pretty good on Sunday night. Ms. Katina, what do you think as far as want to just push it for that Saturday or just kind of like, let's just say strategy. Anybody want to just brainstorm this? Should it be like, okay, those who want to meet, call me. We can set up an appointment, get you enrolled, and you don't have to wait for open enrollment. Y'all want to make a script for that? Let's say open enrollment is Saturday, but you want to open enroll. You're welcome to go ahead and give us a call. We can da-da-da-da-da-da-da. However you want to do it, I'm just brainstorming right now. Don't take my word. I know it's intense, and I told y'all it's going to be energized this coming season. So we're going to pray before we get off. We're going to pray over each week that God will move and there'll be an open heaven over each week. I know this for a fact. I forgot to tell y'all or preach to y'all that, you know, even in the year, the Lord had me to prophesy over every month and over every event. And I tell you, God moves. Amen. And right at the gate of going into each year, I go to the courts of heaven and I prophesy against any premature death, anything that will try to come and derail. It works. It works. I know for a fact it works. So we're going to prophesy over these next 6 weeks. I should have been doing this. Amen. But what I want to do is we want to make sure that we have gaps open. So therefore, what I want to do, Katina, you if you can do that, we do have some help. Daisy, and we have Ms. Jackson here, very well able to help. So we have some, thank God for workers in the field. So what do you suggest, Ms. Hatman, what we should do or how we should brainstorm this thing? Because I know that's kind of like, you got a lot going on this week with the emails and with the getting the spreadsheets and things of that nature. So talk to us. Let us know what you need. How can we do the? What's your strategy? What's your intake?
Well, I need to know exactly. I'm going to address a couple of things. I am very appreciative of the help that's coming in, Ms. Dave and Jody. I need to know exactly where they're able to serve because we do need them to be on post if that's going to be happening. Then number two, we need to brainstorm the class syllabus as far as we got the dates already set. And then we have
I would have the syllabus
on my list. We need to
I should have the syllabus.
We need to have also the prices and Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Huh?
Okay. We need to have, we don't even understand, like, what are the prices going to be for all three of the classes, who is wanting to come in and take all of them, or we don't have the information yet. We just have students of interest. So once we're able to downsize the interest, what area they want to, which lesson they want to come in, or course rather, because each one is going to be, what is it, 6 weeks duration?
A what now?
Each course is a 6 week duration, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to know exactly, based on getting the syllabus out so they actually know which course is distributed according to where they're able to fit in. That's one thing to look at. And then the other one, we know that the 3D and 3R, that's like a more advanced class. And I know that you did mention that with that particular class, you wanted to kind of combine registration orientation together. That is something we can definitely look at, just making sure that those that have interest into signing up for that particular day, that Saturday, we can do two in one, but we do need them to be a part of the orientation. There may be some prospects that come into the orientation, just want information about the school, know what they're getting into, know why they're serving and why they're there.
Okay.
But we're able to kind of brainstorm, like, you know, where everyone wants to, you know, what are their interests are right now. You just know they want to be a part of the school.
I will have the syllabus ready by Wednesday. The syllabus will be ready by Wednesday before the clock go down, before the sun go down.
And
Wednesday.
Can I have the dates again? What are the dates again?
The dates for
the
dates are going to be, yes, ma'am. The dates are going to be on... We're starting on the 12th of the month. That's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the next 6 weeks that will end on the following 18th. Wait a minute. Yeah, 18th. Is that, that's 6 weeks, right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's also on the 18th. Let's see here. I have something on it on the 18th. I know I did. I'm going to check. Is it possible, like, just looking at my calendar, it's very close to the Thanksgiving holiday. Are we able to kind of push that back a little bit, like the week after Thanksgiving?
The week after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think you have something on that date. You have something to do on that date?
The 18th, that is a very, yes, I do have something on that day.
I mean, if it's the last class, we should be able to cover that if it's the last class. I want to go ahead and just knock it out that week so we have, so folks don't have to worry about coming back the following week, and they're going right into November to a whole nother month, and people's mind is not going to be on no school. They're going to be on Christmas and shopping, and at the beginning of the month, it's like the pace pick up. So I think we can go ahead and just keep it on the 18th, and if you have something to do, I think we should be able to cover that. It's just, you know, the last class, and then we'll pick up the pieces and send out all the information, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. What we're going to do this week, what we're going to do before then, like we did better than we did this time, since the first time we sent out, well, you did an awesome job. Y'all give her a God bless you for sending out those. You did an awesome job with that. But we want to most definitely, Ms. Daisy, you did an awesome job in picking those certificates. Outstanding, outstanding. Both of y'all did a beautiful job with that. What we're going to do, we're going to make sure and let people know in advance, if you do not finish the class, you will not get a certificate, whether you're paid or not. Okay? I was nice enough to send out a certificate to people who had incompletes. I feel a check in my spirit, and that's like they didn't complete the class. But it's okay. We gave them grace and gave them mercy. But if they do not complete the class, they will not get a certificate. Period. So But in advance, the application, make sure you put a place, find a place on there that we can get their addresses. Okay. I am open.
Can you repeat that again? I'm kind of like typing it up. Kind of ruffled just a little bit. Thank you.
Okay. On the application for the enrollment, make sure you have a mailing address so we won't have to be trying to chase no rabbits at the end. We want it to go smooth. That we kind of like, again, we kind of like discern who's being faithful, who's going to be there all the way to the end. We'll just get a count of certificates of those who are going to be ready. We're going to have the photos ready. All that's going to be ready. We're going to most definitely, we're going to pick that out in a very healthy manner over time so we can go ahead and get the price of that and go ahead and get that ordered. And then we have the address already, you know, some type of sticky address. I want to take it to another level this time. But nobody's getting a certificate if they don't complete the class. Can't do it that way. Okay. Because that's representing a lie. They didn't complete it. And we're not going to do that. So, yeah, 18th, we can cover that. That's just one day. You know, if you have something to do, that's fine. And as a matter of fact, any one of y'all have something to do, that is fine. Okay. So what we're going to do here, Katina, let us know what we need to do. You got help. As far as the Zoom has been successful, I'm going to set it up. I do probably need a little help with how to set that thing up sometimes. It's difficult. But I want to set it up, reoccurring situation. But then again, I think I just do it manual like I did the last time because I don't want nobody to start off school and then they just leave and then think they can come back in and just jump in the classroom without. But then again, we can be able to see and discern everything in the class. So, squash all that, what I just said. Squash all that. We're going to keep what we'll do. I'm going to go ahead and just keep what we're going to try to do is keep it at one number. If someone can help me with the Zoom thing, we've done Zoom before. I need a little help with that. And we can set it up for the next 6 weeks at the same, a certain time to come on, a quarter after six, which means we got 45 minutes to soak, at least 45 to 30 minutes to soak. The music will be on, then come in and they can soak. They're serious about the things of God. One of us will be in there in that room, seeing who's going to be there in the classrooms. Because I want to point out students. I want to look at ones that are really serious about their walk. They're going to come in and they're soaking class. The ones who are serious, they're going to come in and soaking class. Oh yeah, they're going to come in there. So if they don't have no schedule open. So anyway, make long story short, I'm gonna need help with that Zoom. Okay, so Katina, write that down about the Zoom. I want to make sure we keep one number so everybody just dial in per class. So that means that's going to be, we think I should be one number for all three classes or a separate three numbers for all three classes. What do you think?
I would suggest that you continue to have the password there, and you can still do one number if you desire to for each one class, because you can definitely schedule the Zoom classes to kind of like be further out within the next 6 months. I would just, or you can just have the same ID number and just congruently just change the password. So that can be done where it's automatically set up.
Okay. We're going to have to get that done this week. So we get it done this week. If you want to open up an extra day for open enrollment and orientation, I will make myself flexible. And tell us what you need, Ms. Katina. I'm going to give you the floor.
Since I don't have an outline, Apostle, thank you so much for that outline. I have Okay, so we're trying to do the open enrollment and registration all together, correct? And
yes.
Then we're going to do another congruent with the orientation on a Saturday, right? Okay.
Right.
Something here. Okay, all right. Okay, so with the we want to also make sure that those that are, you know, going to be signing up, that we send those registration forms out. So I will need that content like right away to go ahead and set the enrollment sheet up, and also need So that will be the first thing we need to do. I need just the content to go on those forms for the open enrollment. And then we'll send out the...
talking about the syllabus, right? The syllabus?
The syllabus is actually different from the open enrollment, the registration form, where they would actually have to sign and they would have to check off what classes they want to attend.
Okay.
Like we did last time. We just want to kind of make sure everything is kind of like within format status that, you know, as the school begins to grow and for legal purposes as well.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. You got three classes. You're gonna have three classes. So, because everybody in the staff meeting right here, can y'all hear me? Everybody, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because y'all came to the staff meeting, y'all serious about the move of God here. All of you all will have free education for the next 6 weeks. Everybody. All of you all. So, I do believe in taking care of, do I believe in taking care of you all? Come on, talk back to me.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. That is correct.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all have free education. All y'all have scholarship but you know, just I know y'all workers, I know your heart, I know your spirits. I would talk with Donnell, see where he's at, but y'all, so far, y'all have a free education. I mean, it is what it is. I appreciate your work. What I want for y'all to do is the jail, for example. Prophetess Katina, you did a good job with that. Both of you all were mailing out the certificates. However, let's kind of like let someone else do some of the other stuff or some of that.
Yes,
for example,
that is correct.
I want Daisy. Daisy, think you can tell them that plow this time? Well, the school is going to purchase that. You did that last time. You did that thing. Girl, you did it. You showed your buttocks.
Bless you.
So, hey, man, you just give me a price of what that is, okay? And I appreciate your initiation. And whoever, however you need help with that, that's fine. Just let me know the price of that. I don't want to be late. As soon as we finish that class, I want those certificates to be mailed out. I want them out before the end of the month. They got to be gone.
No problem.
Them to have their certificates before December. Amen. I want to get everyone's address. Those who come in the middle of the class, get their address. And da 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 da. Okay. So as far as the pricing is concerned, And the legalities of these things, if Prophetess Jackson, legalities wise, what we just briefly said, you know, if you pay, there is no refund. Okay. Amen. I was a little lenient this time, Miss Daisy, Prophetess Tina. I was a little lean at this time, and Prophetess Vague, you know my heart, amen, you know my family, but I can't be lean at this time. So I need y'all to talk to me what we need to do. I also want, Katina, can you go back and break down the prices of those classes? And I want to hear from everybody, and Ms. Jody, input on for the legality is concerned. What do you think, how we need to reverb this thing, or because we don't want nobody to say, well, I paid their money, and they didn't give me this, they didn't give me that. And as far as those who are not coming to class, I need this to be a little bit more formal this time. If you're not coming to class, please let us know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. Uh-huh. Just going to say, do we have some sort of document for the students to read and sign off on that states exactly that? If not, I can take care of that.
Props, Katina. We have,
that is correct, Jordan. We already have that set up already. That was set up for the last couple semesters that we had. This is what we're discussing right now to making sure that the legality part of them coming into the school, that they're able to sign a registration form, fill out a registration form, actually fill it out. We need to really know what their past experiences are with the FedEx school or whatever. And then that's how we're able to kind of place them a little bit where they need to actually go, because some may be already advanced for the coming in. And some maybe need to start at the very basics of the FedEx school, because there are three degrees and tiers that he's doing this semester. So we definitely have that already in place. We just may need to revamp this disclaimer that we currently have and just kind of stick to it. But that is a model that's already been set in place, and we have students from the last semester have already signed off on the registration form.
Okay,
so the one that we currently will be doing this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm listening.
You want the disclaimer revised, the one that they've already signed for last year, keep it for last year, and then just do a brand new one for this course?
The one from...
Or do you want to keep it?
I'm going to keep the one the same. So this particular one is already set that there's no refunds for those that are coming and just going to be paying. It's already set that we can still take a look at it. But it's pretty much already set in stone. That is also inclined within the preference of the email address as well, so they can't miss it. It's on the form as well as in the email signature as well. So those two areas, they won't miss it.
May I please be provided with a copy so that I can review it?
Oh, you sure can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
What is your, I have the email address too.
And Ms. Bay, Providence Bay, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I need you to pay attention to everyone who come up in there. Take the roll call. If you can get the names of the roll call, make sure that who's there, okay? If they're late, they need to, you know, I need them to be punctual, because if they're going to treat it like you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. And this is, you know, I want them to be on time. You know, step on up and say, look, I need to be here on time. Y'all serious about your walk. If you're going to be late, please let us know. You take care of that, okay? If they late, let you know. Be accountable. I'm trying to teach them accountability. Don't just pop in and say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm late. No, we know you're going to be late. So, as far as the roll call, you think you can handle that, Plow? Making sure everybody's there. Okay. You know, kick bucket. Kick butt and take names. Can you do that? Okay. Because that, you know, make sure that they on time. I will put that in your hands, and make sure they're accountable. You know, and those who's there, they're there. You, they need to know that they're being watched. That they are, that every moment counts, and because we're building character, so they need to be there on time. If they're late, call. Case closed. So, I appreciate that. All right. Okay. Other than that, okay, Miss Katina, what do we have as far as this Zoom thing?
What's the Zoom thing? Go ahead. What do you mean with the Zoom thing?
It really, even how I don't know if I'm retarded when it comes to that. I'm not retarded. I don't know if I'm slow or I'd be missing it. But it frustrates me. So, Miss Jackson, are you familiar with Zoom? Have you ever done any type of Zoom meetings before? Have you ever conducted any Zoom meetings?
I've participated, but I have not initiated them.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're going to have to just get better
at it. Okay, so what we can do, Apostle, with that Zoom, let me just take another look at it. only thing you have to do is kind of go in there and set your dates up. So all three classes will be set up that Tuesday is the 12th, right? That is, yeah, October the 12th. The 12th, the 13th, and the 14th will be that Tuesday. It's the 12th, that Wednesday, the 13th, and that 14th is that Thursday. So the class will be extended out from that date on the Zoom for those days all the way up until November. Whatever day that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday falls on, we know that the 18th is on the Thursday. So that Wednesday will be the 17th, and then that Tuesday will be the 15th. Zoom can be actually already set up for those dates for that duration of, for the next 6 weeks for all three different classes.
Okay. I just had to figure out how do I keep saying number. We'll figure it out. You the time police, Bay. So the police, if anybody in that class don't need the supposed to be there, you need to question them. We need them eyes on you if you don't miss Sunday at the gate. So you the gatekeeper in the name of Jesus. You'll see everything come up in there. Because sometimes people pop up in there, you know, I don't want nobody to pop up. Unless they have, thank you, Lord, unless they have permission to allow somebody, everybody allow one person to come in, make sure they check with you. Okay? So you can know. If you can handle that, we appreciate that. Thank you so kindly. All right. Okay. Let's discuss money. Last year, went bad. This payment thing with people. For example, we know everything we talk about here is confidential. That stunt at Ebony Pool, you know, we just went ahead and just waived it. I need someone who's not going to be so, but I need someone professional, but not going to be so nice like I have been, who going to make sure everybody pay their money on time and this and that. Money wise, let's discuss this. What did we pay what was the cost, Miss Katina, if you remember, what was the cost of the last year?
Let me pull up the syllabus.
Last semester.
Okay, let me see. Is it got change in it? Okay. All right. So the summer semester session was the full rate for the Fed. It ran with the 350. And the Fed leadership activation was $500. Uh-huh.
Okay. So it was 350 and it was
able to hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, that was the full rate for each one of those.
That was the full rate. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we also had an early rate, right? And what was the early rate?
The early rate was like class had started on the 13th for that Tuesday for activation, and then Thursday you started on the 15th. And so for the early bird was like a week before class had started. It was $275, and then it ended on the 6th, and then we had the credit activation was $425 that ended on the 6th as well.
Okay, what we're going to do this time, we're going to start those classes off. We're going to start them at the regular rate of, $350, and then the other one was $500, right? Let it stay like it is.
Okay.
Let it stay like it is. This 3D class, It's very intense. Let me give y'all an introduction of this class. Your prayer time is 3 hours a day, not two. If you get in this class, it's going to be some serious impartation. Reason why I say 3 hours a day, because I know you're not going to get it. More likely, you're going to have to really I know you're gonna get it, but it's gonna be on purpose. So you're gonna at least get your 2 hours in, 2.5 hours in. What am I stressing? That you're going on a higher level, and you open yourself up for the Holy Spirit. You want to go into the supernatural realm, then this is what the 3 hours gonna do. If you can at least do 3 hours or more, you read at the doorway. Okay, so you don't need to be trying to bang on the door while you just walk right on in. And this is what this is going to do. This is a conditioning. It is a conditioning course. Okay? It is a conditioning course. So I'm going to, I told you it's going to be intense. So you will get your happy, blessed self up and play 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour before you go to bed. And in the middle of the day, you're going to get your 1 hour in. Simple. You can do it. Ain't no excuses. If you can watch 1 hour TV in the morning with the news and all that kind of stuff, and if you can watch at least 2 hours of TV in the evening time, that means you can pray in the morning and pray in the evening if you're hungry for God. If those who are hungry for the face of God, they're going to most definitely get in this class, and they are going to open themselves up to the Holy Spirit and give God 3 hours. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's what he told me. Come on, keep smiling back at me. Yeah, it's going to be all right. Hey. We getting there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Making some soldiers out of y'all, Joseph. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will pray every day. Every day. 1 hour before you go to sleep, an hour when you get up, and throughout the day, you're going to have to get to a 1 hour in. If it's 15 minutes, you kind of have a give 15 minutes to eat some on your lunch, and that's 15 minutes, you kind of have a korababa. You're going to get that hour in throughout the day. That's the easy part. The thing is, the test is getting up in the morning. So what I'm doing, I'm setting the stage for you to pray without ceasing. And it's going to be more than 3 hours. I'm setting a pattern for your life. But guess what? When you go in ministry, when you really start stepping up to the deep things of God, you may have to be your own intercessor. Okay. So pray about it before you say yes. I'll give you some room to say yes. I want to get in that class because it ain't for everybody. This is it. This is it. We are at the end times, and I ain't raising up no punks. I'm sorry. So, la, 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 la. Welcome. Welcome to the program. All right. So, let's discuss days. Are we going to push back foundations to let it stay thirsty. We had it thirsty on the last semester, right? We had foundations on Thursday.
We had foundations on Thursdays and activation on Tuesdays.
Okay, so activation will be on Wednesday. And 3D, class 3D, 3R will be on Tuesday. Do we have a vote, or do anyone have anything they'd like to say about that, or how should we do it?
All right, give it to me again, Apostle. I'm sorry.
Class 3D, 3R will be on Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. Foundation leaderships will be on Wednesday, and Thursday will be the foundation to the prophetic. Y'all think I should do it that way or flip it and build up? What do y'all think? Come on, I need to hear your input.
Well, we did the, for Tuesday, we did the most intensive class at Tuesday. Was the activation class.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, we had, for each one of those classes there, we had like sometimes over 20 students for each one of them, but we definitely had a full class for each one. But definitely the prophetic realms and foundation, activation class, is this really more intense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be intense. Because, mm-hmm. first of all, if they get in that class, they think I'm playing. See, a lot of folks thought I didn't pick up that it wasn't praying like it's supposed to. But I just want to let y'all know that when it comes down to training, when it comes down to mentoring, I don't have no picks and chooses. I got to stand before God. I'm sorry, but nothing personal. It's just business with him. So when you get in these classes, you need to step up your game. I'm going to stretch you. I'm going to stretch you. Y'all think y'all get thrown out here prophesizing. Some of y'all be scared. Okay, activation time. Wait a minute. Hold up. All y'all need to stay ready. Everybody coming out of this class is going to stay ready. So guess what? In this class right here, oh, you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready because the devil's ready. I'm not raising up no religious folks around here, running around here with a gift and acting like a jackass, because that's what the Bible calls them. We don't raise up jackasses here. We're raising up people who are going to be serious about the walk, serious about the call of God, and serious about the anointing, serious about living right. What I mean, jackass, I mean, they're all over the place. They don't have no order. They have no structure. They have no word in them, and I'm not raising them up. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. You leave here, you're going to have some structure. You're going to have some discipline. And that is the level of discipline a person have is the level of all that God can use them in. And this is what this next class is. It is to build discipline and people and to bring some order and structure in their life, because the devil is not playing in his end time. So I can't be easy on you all. I'm not going to do it. So guess what? It's for everybody. Excuse my French, but that word is in the Bible. Jackass is in the Bible. Too many of them wandering around here, messing up people's lives. Y'all still love me? Okay. Get over it. You'll be all right. Woo! Y'all going to be off the chain. So you mean to tell me that if the Navy SEAL can train extensively, they run. My brother was in it. They run for miles. They do push-ups and sit-ups. They hang upside down. They stay in the cold water for so many times. I think the cool water, like, around about 40 degrees for like a minute or two. I don't know how to do it. They train extensively. They run in the sand. They do push-ups. They do sit-ups. They do pull-ups. They run miles a day. They do some serious sit-ups. Upside down push sit-ups with weights on their hands. They train extensively. My brother seen folks pass out underwater. They make you stay up underwater and hold your breath for a long time. People passed out and drowned. He saw people brought back to life. If the U.S. Army, if man's army can train somebody in that way, then God has given leaders to exercise your spiritual senses. I can't play with you. I'm going to have to pull out everything that you think that you don't have in you. I'm going to ask the Lord allow me to see it, and I'm going to pull it out of there. So next time when I have someone there, they're going to be ready to minister to God's people and to serve God's people. Guess who's going to be ready? Yours truly, you. Because we represent God, and we shooting the kill. We ain't shooting the we ain't shooting no leaf. We shooting the devil. You understand what I'm saying? You hear me? Y'all are frontliners. And if y'all going to be around me, I'm sorry, forgive me, Lord. What God placed in me, then guess what? You're in the right place. Because this type of ministry right here, it's not everywhere. You're not going to see it everywhere. And we're not trying to be like, I'm trying to pattern heaven. Jesus was tough on those disciples. He trained them, he taught them, he loved them, and he stretched them. Y'all quiet. I didn't hear nobody say it. Man, I guess my pen is dropping. I heard the pen. Ain't nobody still saying nothing. Look here. Y'all know I'm a nice guy, but when it come down to this right here, it's about Jesus. It ain't personal. This is business. Why? Because I want my desire for people to be equipped. If they go out there in this world, they see something and they can do something about it. Not see it and be like, dang, I should have been prayed up, or man, I should have been. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Hello?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hello? Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, sir, so, I can hear you. Amen.
All right. Amen. This is how serious I want you all to take this, because we're raising up people in God's army. So guess what? I want y'all to be militant when it comes to this. We have to be. Because you're in a life saving business. And God is more interested in souls than anything, than money, than wealth. This is what God's department is, baby. And this, and he don't play about this department right here. And that's why we have to be militant to raise these people up so they get what they need to go out. What you do for Christ will last. Your reward's going to come to heaven. So guess what? Y'all going to have that militant spirit on y'all. Watch. I want y'all to get in these students' face. Like, look, you know, God bless you. God love you. But you need to take this more serious. This is your ministry, your life. You're in the saving people business. So y'all take this serious. Amen. If they payment, they're going to be on the – I need someone who's going to be a collector. Who's going to collect payments? Jody, I think that's you.
Got it. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. So this payment thing, those with the payment plan, I need you to be over there. You're going to work with Katina with that area? Because she got a lot going on with these emails going on and back and forth. You can help with that. Those who say that they're going to, you know, do it a certain time, this and that and that, we're going to make sure that they be people of integrity, because all that ghetto stuff they did last, no, I'm not having that, you know. And, you know, sometimes people think they can get over on good people. Not saying we're treating it like this gangster-wise, but I'm just saying let's hold people like they were. And is that fair enough? Okay. For example, if someone's on a fixed income, if I'm charging a class, what would I charge a class last year on a fixed income? What was the class? Like 150, right, a class? Was
it was very low.
Okay.
I think it was, 150 that it's going.
Okay. Now, if we're gonna do 150 with them, you know, that's fine. But you know, if they want to spread it out, that's fine. And how many scholarships we give away last year?
Let me go back to the scholarship, because some scholarship that we had given out, they didn't even finish it.
That was a slap in my face. I'm gonna give somebody a scholarship. They need to at least have some type of honor to complete the class. That's absurd. You know, so we hold this at a high standard, y'all. It is what it is. So, okay. So let's talk about price. Class 3D. I need to hear from you. Let me see. Daisy, what you think? What you charge?
Everybody, one at a time. Class 3D,
3R. You can do 6.
Same thing I thought about.
I've actually paid around that for, I believe it was like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Okay. Anybody else?
Let's see here. So that's for 3D, 3R?
Mm-hmm.
You said 600?
Mm-hmm. She said 600. What you think? Higher or lower?
650. Are we going to be doing the administration fee too? I would say at least about 650.
Okay. 650 sounds good. Anyone else? Okay. All right. And, go ahead.
what I'm thinking too, also Apostle, is you can give a higher rate and it would end up bringing you back to your target rate, because some will not be able to reach. I'm gonna just throw out a figure, $700-$800. Some may not be able to reach that. So if that's a if say for instance, if you're just targeting right at the say $700 for an intense class, and someone can't pay it, you know, you can always revert back to $650. And that may be something that they can work with.
Okay. Input, please. Let's think about it. Let's brainstorm this. We can go up and down around. We ain't in no hurry. Let's go ahead. Let's brainstorm this.
Really, I'm looking at, so what is the, if you do an early bird, what would the early bird fee be? I guess that would be the question first. As an incentive for those that register first, we need to look at that first. And then we kind of like can tailor the other fees to kind of coincide with the early bird fee.
Okay.
Because if they do the early bird fee, then that can,
How much we knocked down off the early bird last
year? Let me just go back to my sheet. I know the arrangements were, let's see here. Okay.
And I just want you all to know that the fees that come in here is strictly ministry. I used the last time for traveling expenses, like for example, If we go to Seattle, I'm not going to Seattle by myself. If I had to go by myself, I'm not going. So guess who's going? You all. We're going together. So I put these fees up for traveling expenses and things of that nature. You know, do you understand where I'm coming from? Traveling and hotel expenses. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
Amen.
I will
okay,
take care of
so.
I will take care of your ticket. I will take care of your board. I can do the best I can to do that, okay? If I have to come out of my own pocket, because it is what it is, you know. I take ministry serious, and we move as a team, and I'm not going places by myself because God told me not to do that no more. So we go like a Navy SEAL team. We move together. So that's what this all your fees and stuff is geared towards that. That's a very bulk of the travel expenses for ministry. Okay?
All right.
Go ahead.
So to answer your question, Apostle, yes, to answer your question, that was about the early bird fee was like a $75 discount for the activation, the foundation class.
Mm-hmm.
That was $75 off for the early bird fee. That was like a one week to register before class start. And then the other one that we had, let's see.
And you know what else, too? I'm going to take it up. All right. Miss Katina, you know what else I think about? Let's see here. I want to come up with a dress code, because when I went to Bible college, everybody named Mama every day had to come with a certain tie.
Yeah.
When I was starting Howard Brown School in Tampa, we had to show up every day with a shirt and a tie.
Yes, sir.
And so I don't want nobody to come in here looking skimpy or scrimpy or whatever, showing all they, you know, all their stuff.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So, I think, let's see, the gatekeeper, Miss Bay. Miss Bay?
Yes, sir.
Miss Bay, can you come up with a dress code? Can you do that with a dress code? Tell the men and the women, you know, let's dress moderately. If anyone coming in there with a, you know, can you please put a T-shirt on? Or, you know, I don't want to be seeing nobody breastless or all that kind of stupidity, you know, coming there looking all ghetto. I'm not having that. Okay. I think
Maybe once when you return, we can go look, go to the uniform place.
Well,
or do you want T-shirts?
At least the shirts. Don't show your cleavage. If you can come up with a letter with that, I appreciate it.
Okay, that would be better.
Yeah, you know, the couple, make sure, you know, because them Jezebels coming and trying to try me like one girl did. What's the
name? I'm right upon.
But they do wear uniforms, so.
Okay. Yeah, they do.
I'm not trying to be like uniform because, you know, I'm just saying make sure they are dressing properly. You know, women, please cover yourself and you will.
Okay.
Somebody will ask you to put, but if you have a vision on, please make sure they, you know, come in, you know, mannerism. They dress code,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay. And I also do a poster. We have a poster board up.
Okay. Darnell said he's playing at funeral. Okay. So we're going to bring him up to speak. He's playing at a funeral. So, okay. Okay. So, I want y'all to own this, own it, okay? I shouldn't have to, I don't know, I don't need to do nobody's job. I need y'all to own this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's finish this crisis. I want to hear from you, Bay. I want to hear from you, Ms. Jackson, what you think. The prices for the 3D class, and I want to hear the whole package. I want to hear from you all.
For the early bird special, I thought maybe 500.
$500 for the early bird special for the Rams. I mean for the 3D.
Yes.
That's more than, okay, 500 from 600 or 650, that's more than $75. So what do you think the class should be by itself? Give me your input and give me why. Tell me why. You said if the early bird is 500. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, and then I'll answer.
Yeah, if it's 500 for the early bird, then what would be your price for that class?
$750. Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
And if people really didn't have the money, and in them knowing that they would get such a discount, they'd probably be quicker and more prompted to go ahead and pay it as quick as they can to secure their seat.
Okay. And what's the, do we think, that's good. Do you think that, any one of y'all asked this, please, do we need a deadline for the early bird?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Yes, we do.
Okay. Y'all free to talk. I'm going to be quiet for a while. I'm going to let y'all talk. Go ahead. Come up with a price. And I need y'all to come up with a price for all three of them. What you think? I'm going to be quiet. That we do like all of, let's come up with an early bird as set time, but you have a certain amount of time to pay this early bird price. And then let's come up with a full package price for all three classes or a full practice a full price for the two classes, and a full price for the three classes. So, let's come up with that. I'm quiet. I'm gonna let y'all talk.
I have a question about how long is each class going to be per night? How many hours?
2 hours. Technically, we run over those 2 hours, but 2 hours. 2 hours of hard rock and stock and soul. It is from 7 to 9. But a lot of times we run over to 9 to 10. 9:30 to 10 sometimes. So we'll just say classes 2 to 2.5 hours. Reason why I said 9, because I want, you know, respectable people may, you know what I'm saying, have to go and, you know, want to respect people's home and get ready for work and kids and stuff. So that's Central Time. So that's 10 o'clock Eastern. And I think that Pacific Time is what? That's 7 o'clock, is it? 7:30?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's 7.
All right, let's hear y'all's input. Faye, what you think?
So how do y'all do that with for those people who work at night, the classes? Are they able to go back and watch the classes? Because, like, I have a student, the young lady that you, Ms. Bell, that you have given me the counsel, she works at night.
And, what's the hours at night?
I think it's like when you and I were on the phone with her, and she goes like 4 to 12 or something like that, or 11:30. And that was EST time. Cause I've been trying to make sure she, you know, watches all, go back and watches all the services on Facebook. You know, trying to make sure she's held accountable. Because she's missing the clubhouse and the, most of the services when we're having them.
She can be accountable. She can rest in the daytime and wake up and go to class. If the ones who, like a truck driver we had last time, you know, he had to work, so we sent them here. So I think
she's able to go and log on. So I'm saying she'll be able to go in and log on and go to class.
What's her work hours again?
I think it's 3 in the afternoon. Because when I was talking to her the other day, she was on the bus en route to work. And it was like 4 her time, and it was 3 my time.
Okay. Yep. For someone like that that's hungry, I'll make an exception for her.
Okay.
And because she's not in the class live, I would knock some prices off of her too. That's because she's not in the class live. She's just getting a recorded version. I'll knock the price off for her. Just for that. I have a heart. So.
Okay.
And
okay.
Matter of fact, I will let you own that. I'll let you own that. You tell me what you need. We need to. You tell me what we need to charge her.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's come up with a price, y'all. Come on. Let's come up with all 3 classes. Let's come up with a 4 price. If you, again, name out the prices. Again, we had charged last year, Ms. Katina.
Okay, let me go back. Foundation class was $350. That is the full rate. And activation, which is that advanced class, is $500 full rate. 3D and 3R, we're looking at $650 to $750 full rate.
Okay. Who all thinks the class 3D should be $750? And who all thinks it should be $650? $700. So who all think it should be that? $700, $750. All right. $750. Who all think? 700, who all think? And 650, who all think? Let me hear from you. I say 700.
I kind of like the 700, and that kind of gives you a little wiggle room, as Evangelist David was saying, just in case you have to, you know, go down, dwindle down to the 650.
Mm-hmm.
That way you won't have to start at 650 and have to dwindle down to 5. I don't know.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's my take on it.
Okay. Let's look at the, okay, I need to hear your input, Daisy and Jody.
Oh, I'm all for the.
Just
going to
up a little bit, calling too far away.
That was Ms. Daisy's suggestion.
Excuse me?
Apostle.
Huh?
That was Ms. Daisy's suggestion.
Tell him, Ms. Daisy.
I'm taking notes.
Oh, no, I'm like, God bless you all. Like I was saying, I'm off. I mean, I don't have a problem, you know, staying at the 700 because if you, you know, if you need wiggle room, you got somewhere to go.
Okay.
You have something to work with.
Okay. So what we're going to do, my suggestion is I would say early bird special, I'll say $550 for that class. That give them a, like, Jody, like you said, it is give them that security to go ahead and secure that. So that's cool. All right. I think, okay, so we're going to go ahead and leave it at 700. Is anyone opposed to that? Say nay. Anyone who's for 700 for the 3D class, 3R, say aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
I heard two.
Aye.
Three?
Oh, aye.
Four? All right. Okay, so we have nailed that in stone. Class 3D, 3R will be going at the rate of $700. American dollars. Okay. All right. Wonderful. So what I'm going to do, for those who are in a fixed income for the class, they only pay for this class $175 for this class. That's better than nothing. Normally, I might
for
just wait. $175 would be for class 3D for the fixed income. Or what y'all, I mean, you know, just tell them, that's my suggestion. It's $150 for the other two classes. And I say $175 for this class. But what you all think for a fixed income? If that's too high or that's too low, or that's right?
I think it's too low.
Okay.
I second that as well, Ms. Daisy. My suggestion would be, because we're looking at the early bird hour at $550 for this particular class. And so a fixed income, I would think it should be cut down to half of that, or maybe, but that is too low. I would say 75, 275 or 75.
275 for the fixed income class. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Anyone?
For 3D.
For 3D class, fixed income. 275. We got 275. One person, next person, what you think? From your heart. Speak from your heart. That's too high, that's too low.
You know, the 275 and three, Because, again, some is going to come back and still say, well, I can't do whatever. So you still may have to make adjustments. But, you know, when it comes to your education, if you go into a larger school, they're not going to constantly make adjustments for anyone. You're going to have to pay it or not.
Hmm.
I have a suggestion, Apostle.
Uh-huh.
Is there an early bird special for them as well?
Good question. That's a very good question. Is there an early bird special for them as well? And what would be the early bird special? What do you suggest, Ms. Jackson?
I was thinking for the total price, like $250, early bird special $200.
$250 and early bird special. What was that, $200?
Yes.
That sounds pretty cool. $250.
This for just one class? This is just for 3D and 3R?
Yes, uh-huh.
We're,
the, keeping,
we're still trying to do the fixed, okay.
Fixed income. I need to hear everybody's input.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How would you be able to determine whether or not that they are on a fixed income?
Now, that's a good question.
Because anyone can say that they're on a fixed income. Anyone can say it.
That's right. And also, too, Apostle, to consider, are you doing scholarships, too, for this fall semester?
Yeah, I'm still in praying. I'm praying about that. Because last mm-hmm. time I got that, like, the ones you help, like, the ones will come out and bite you.
How many
scholarships
did you give out the last time?
I mean, we gave out what?
About, we gave it more than that, at least about five.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, at least about five. That's correct. We did have some students to complete the course, the ones that did receive the scholarship. Yeah, we did. Some
okay.
of them had a scholarship. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say some of them had a scholarship for one of the classes, and then they had to pay like a discounted rate for the other class. That is something option we can also look at. And then some had a full scholarship for the entire semester. In those two categories. Then take a look at those two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of times, like you know, people be trying to act like they broke, but they ain't. I don't want nobody to think that they can get over. Even though if I'm doing a favor, I don't want that spirit, you know.
And I was going to say, don't even need your fixed income.
Just yeah, I think it's a...
Just call it a percentage. Yeah. Maybe change the name of it. But you
what'd
know
you
it's fixed income.
Okay.
Yeah. I
instead
think
of classifying
kind of
it as a fixed income.
If they're on a fixed income, if they're on a fixed income, how about they provide proof? If they were going to an actual university or something and they were trying to get a grant or a scholarship, they would have to provide that.
Because of the accreditation situation, maybe you're getting over into a whole another different avenue, aren't you? I mean, would you still have to do that?
I mean, honesty is honesty. Registration for a grant or for a loan, they do ask those questions, right?
That is correct. And at my school, it does not have. They don't. It's not going to knock off anything after the register at the rate to actually get into class. There's no other discount. It's just one set price. Once you do the mission, once you enroll, and then you don't get in those particular within that particular gap, then there is nothing else. You have to wait for the next semester to enroll, but they are not changing that prices. I would suggest, just like Dr. Zay had mentioned, that we take the word out fixed income, and then with the early bird special, with the early bird fee, rather, registration fee, we'll say that, for the 3D and 3R, we can kind of like seduce that to also fit in this other tier for those that need additional time to pay. I guess, what was the word you wanted to use, Dr. Zay, instead of saying fixed income?
Right.
Okay. So there's an option here that we can still get that price into if they miss the early bird date. If they miss that date, which is a week before class starts, and then that's the second part of it, there's still opportunity to actually attend the class. I would just say that, you know, the early bird fee can be, you know, kind of like reduced down to fit that if they miss the early bird registration date. I would suggest that. And I'm just, you know, we're just saying a fixed income. We can't really verify that unless you just send us some type of proof. We're not accredited school as yet. So I don't think they want to provide that. That is something out of our lane. We don't even have the backing to back that up. If we ask for that information, right now we just need to ask for the name, the email address, and the phone number until we are accredited school.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so moving forward, we're just going to have to, babe, we leave that word out, okay?
I mean, everybody is in agreement. It's everybody, it's awesome.
All right. Amen. Tenfold. Okay. Again, Ms. Jody, we're going to have to give you the spreadsheet, those who make payments. You'll know when they make the payment, you know how much they owe, and you would have an email maybe every 2 or 3 weeks you send out an email of those who, what they owe. Did you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Let's talk about the bundle package. How much is the bundle package, or what should it be?
Yeah.
Start with you, babe. What you think?
Well, I'm a new kid on the block. I'm really learning how y'all are doing this. So I don't know. Because to be honest, when you said fixed income, I don't see anything wrong with the 3D being 275.
Right.
If we can go back to that.
Okay.
I would say I just have a perfect word for that. After the early bird expiration date, I would say like another incentive would be that 275. That's an incentive if they miss the early bird registration date, but not a fixed income. So that early bird fee, registration fee, that deadline is passed with someone that's coming in. They just, you know, they just have the first time that they're a part of the prophetic whatever, whenever they come in the room. They may want to jump in, they may want to attend the school, and then they still have that incentive to join with that fee, an incentive fee after expiration date for the early bird. And that's what we had called the last time to Apostle. It was a incentive rate in addition to the early bird.
Okay.
I just went to a fixed income because it's not a discounted school. This is not regular school. This is kingdom.
Okay.
So we have to, you know, use the language like it's kingdom.
Okay. So fixed income would be appropriate word for that?
It would be incentive, yes. An incentive fee?
Incentive rate. Incentive rate,
yes. Incentive rate.
Instead of saying speak of?
Yes.
An incentive rate. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, big shots. All right, that. I can make it. Okay. All right. All right. Bundle. Let's do the bundle. Come on. Let's come. Let's hear from you. Daisy, what you think about the bundle?
Okay, I didn't get that far yet. I didn't get that far, not yet.
Oh, God. All right.
See, I had to back it up.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Okay, though. All right. Ms. Jackson, what you think about the bundle package?
Which consists of what?
Everything in his mama.
Mama is priceless, man. You better watch it.
Okay.
Right. Okay, explain the whole bundle. Explain everything that people will get in the bundle package.
They get the class 3D3R, the latest class that is on the ballpark. They will also get the leadership training class and the foundation. That's the bundle package. That means you come to school on Thursday. I mean, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You get the whole package. You have not took none of the classes, but you are getting in the whole price for the whole three. You want all three classes and one price. What would be the price? What would be the price for that? And the drum rolls. Someone talk to us. Let us know. Everyone can speak freely. I want to hear from you. I want to hear numbers like popcorn.
I have a question. Are we going to? What about the recordings? Those that may not be able to attend class. And are the recordings going to still be $10?
I will make an exception. Yes, the recording's going to be $10-$15 this time. Maybe they'll come to class. And for the young lady that is working on nights, we're making an exception for her price. Okay? She's going to make sure she's going to get the recordings. Okay? Since she's not in the live class, then she's going to get that for a different price. Okay? That's for Miss Bay. Miss Bay's... The young lady in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Great. Outstanding. All right, so, again, y'all act like y'all scared of numbers, man. Come on.
Question.
I say 1250. That's
question.
My thing. I'm just throwing it out there.
What did you say?
I say $1,250.
$1,250.
That's just a suggestion.
According to the numbers I've just written down.
Go ahead. Did you say something, Ms. Jackson?
I said $1,000.
$1,000? Okay. That's a good one. For all three, $1,000. Okay, something like Bob Barker. Okay. 1,000. $1,000 is the actual retail price going once. Okay. Okay, we got 1,000. We got 1,250 up there. Who else have suggestions? Come on, talk to me. Anyone for 1,100?
I still have a question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. My bad.
Very hot allowed.
No, that's not. You're at auction.
I got to put a yelling voice on out here.
Okay. Question. Okay, are we looking at the total cost here, or are we looking at discounted rate in order for
you to come up with your bundle package. Because from what I'm seeing, you're discounting at the full rate. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at, too, the number.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, the full rate. I'm going to give it to y'all again, the full rate for each one. Foundation is $350. Leadership
mm-hmm.
activation is $500. And 3D3R
mm-hmm.
is $700. So that's about
okay.
average out about $1,200. Go ahead. I'm just going to give you the numbers. $355.
Okay, so that'll average out at about $1,550.
Yeah, it's about, that is correct, $1,550. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, $1,550.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, Daisy, go ahead.
I changed that to $1,250. I changed that from $1,000 to $1,250 then. I'm in agreement with you, if possible.
$1,250? Okay. That's for all three classes.
Now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
With no additional discount.
No additional discount.
Okay. I'm just saying.
So how much do we knock out?
Yeah. It's about what, $325? $300 something?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We can't go lower than that for all three. And that's an early bird special too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want that to be
paper,
yeah,
copy paper, yeah, you know, your supplies.
So that's, that is a great point, too, because our certificates are going to be going out after these three classes end. So look at the part of logistics.
Okay. Is $1,250 good, everyone?
Yes, that's good.
All right, we're keeping it at $1,249.49. Now, $1,249.99. Okay. I like that. Well, $1,249.99. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Okay, everyone, does that sound fair? Is that fair,
yeah.
Everyone?
Okay.
You sure? We knocked out $300. You think it should be 13? Don't be afraid to speak. I don't need nobody.
I'm just thinking on this level too. That $1,250 is fine. As far as for all three of the courses, but you can also tailor that into the early bird that first week. The first week when registration opens up. They can get all three courses for $1,250. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
All three.
And then after registration ends, it's going to go back to $1,550?
Yep.
Got it.
You know how them late ones want to straggle in there. I mean, we would be integral and give them the recordings for the first class that they missed. But other than that, we would not give them more recordings out to that person because they had to be there physically.
Okay. And the bundles, the recordings are set at $15 per class, correct?
$15.
Recording.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
And that's only fair.
Yeah, I do agree.
Question.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I still have another question.
Go ahead.
So, we're saying $15 for the pre-recorded class. Do the students that's already paying, are they paying this $15?
Well, so if they miss the class, this is how we're going to do it. If they miss the class without no type of accountability, they have to pay $15. Or if they just want the recording, they don't have to pay $15. I mean, if they in the class, they want the recording, they have to pay $15. If something come up as an emergency, the fee is waived. If they working at night and they can't come to none of the classes, the fee is waived. The key is impartation. They need to be there. Okay? They need to be in the class, there, receiving from God. If they make no excuses of getting in the class, they have to pay $15 for that recording. Okay. Well, I'm running late, but you should have called in. I had something to come up. Well, you should have called in. Accountability is what we teach and are training these people. They have to be accountable to pay that $15 if they have no excuse. So subliminally, I'm telling them to be accountable. When it comes down to God's business, we have to be accountable. So yes, they're going to pay the $15. They want to, oh, I want to go back and he listened to what it was said last night. It was so powerful. Okay, $15. Pay it. Because you was there in the class. Unless there's an emergency.
An apostle.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to ask, is there a deadline time as to, say, like if the class starts at 7 and they call, what, 15 minutes prior to, or do they have to call at least an hour?
That's a good question. I think they need to call at least an hour, or depending on the weight of the emergency, at least an hour. At least, I think that's a good question. At least an hour, that's a terrible. But if they, like, at least an hour. If I'm going to be late, I'm not going to make it or whatever, And I'm very merciful. But sometimes people want to just try your patience, and I'm not going to give no gray areas. It's either black or white. Okay. All right. All right, now, Miss Daisy?
Yes.
Miss Katina?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
For those who are coming back and to take a 3-day clean 3 hours, the ones who took the last 2 classes, should I give them a discount for the past students? Do you think I should do that or what?
That's if they're just, you're asking if they're just taking the 3D, 3-hour?
Yeah, that's the one.
Returning students.
Returning students, yes.
Well. The classes that I have taken previously, they did give an incentive to those returning students, but they had to register, within a timely manner.
Now that's good. That's very wise. I like that, Ms. Stacy. We did give them, a discount rate, but they had to do it in a respectable time, some of the rules, right? Okay.
Yeah.
okay? And what do you suggest, woman of God?
The class, the last class that I've done back in 2019, they gave us like 20% off of the class itself was $697, and they gave us like 20% off.
Okay, 20% of $697 is almost. That's almost $100, right?
Just about, yes.
Okay. All right, so... So let's say, for instance, the class was 700. So it'll be, let's just say 550. Or 525. Okay. Is that 20% of 700? I'm just saying. Ballpark-wise. So for returning students, ladies and gentlemen, what do we say? $500, $525, $550, or $600, or what? $575, $550, or $525, or $540.
$39.99. Returning students, I would say $550.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. Okay.
Are we doing payment plans too?
Yes.
Or that just straight up, they just, okay.
We're going to talk about that payment plan thing because, you know, I don't know. We're going to do a phase plan, but with a strong conjunction. Okay. Okay, everyone, how do everyone feel about $550 for the returning students for class 3D3R? Anyone opposed to that?
Well, the early bird, I already set for 550 just for that class alone.
Okay. The early bird
for 3D and 3R is set for 550.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, the full rate is $700. And then for those returning students, you're saying it's 550, the same thing as the early bird?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would suggest, and this is a suggestion, the early bird, that 550 just for this course alone, the 3D and 3R, would you also suggest to give them the recording thing?
Give them what now, ma'am?
The recording. To go along with this is for the new students, I mean the returning students, those that have taken summer semester.
I'm not understanding.
Can you hear me? Okay. What I was saying is this, we're talking about the returning students that's already taken a class for summer semester, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I was saying that the early bird is already set at the same price for the returning students as a discount at $550.
Right.
And I was just saying as an incentive for the returning students give them the recordings alone. They just have to make sure they are in that class for that particular course. And then they just have to actually request a recording. That is just optional.
That's optional.
It's the same price as the early bird, yes. It has to be requested if they, you know, miss, they want the recording, or whether they was in class or not and they missed it, or they just want the recording to kind of review the material.
It would really be good to make the recordings available for them.
Say it again now.
I was saying that it really would be a good option to make the recordings available for them.
I think that is a good option as well. So I'm with it.
Okay.
Great idea. Great idea. Okay, so you do have some of the recordings that we had sent out from that, right? And that's going to be for which class? Both classes, right?
I'm sorry, come again?
You were asking about the recordings.
Yeah, it should be in the email, so that shouldn't be a problem.
That is something we can actually do that's pretty much simple. We can just make sure those recordings that are available to them, they would still need to request those recordings. You're not just going to send them out to anyone that, you know, that doesn't want the recordings. But they are available whenever they need them, and they're accessible. They'll still be placed in a label form from the Zoom once it's actually completed. Once that Zoom class is finished, then it's downloaded into a file. And so they'll still be able to get that recording. I would just suggest that they would still need to request it if they need to.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. All right, so we...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, ma'am.
In the future, the recordings, once you have paid $500 for a class, as time go on, they will need to increase. The recordings should be included in the class, you know, should the students want the recordings.
That is correct. And this particular class, yeah, they will be included with the new returning students. It won't be a charge for them to get the recording.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So we're going to go ahead and allow. Yeah. Okay. So that would be. That would be effective immediately, okay? How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's effective immediately. So that means that starting now, those pay for the classes, it's automatically come with record. Yeah, of course not. Okay, sounds great. Hallelujah, glory to God. Okay.
And can I just kind of clear myself a little bit, so because I'm really not just trying to give away stuff, but the classes that I've been doing with Pastor Faith, she actually gave class. She gave, you know, we did the classes. We also had the recordings after the classes. If there was perhaps a questionnaire or something, they included it, but they had a file that it was actually uploaded, you know, to all the students. And they usually would tell you that they're going to give you, you know, within 48 hours, you know, the materials was available for you. And actually it was yours, you know, to keep as long as you were a student within the class. So it was very beneficial, you know, the way you teach, Apostle, you know, that you can always go back and just listen back to what, you know, God was saying through you.
Okay. You know what? Thank you so much. I do receive that, and I will adjust to that. So moving forward, we're going to most definitely make sure that the students will have a copy by the end of the week. Okay? All three classes or something like that. We'll just do it that way. Okay? Each week, we'll send a copy to the students of the class. So I can go ahead and, yeah, we can do it that way. Make the ones that are present. Now, we have to make sure that those who would discontinue taking the class, they get no recording. They get no refund. Okay? So, thank you, Ms. Daisy, for giving me an eye-opener.
You're welcome.
Because we have calls now. Because, you know, at first I had somebody who was adminning the first one, and I kind of feel like they were stealing information, and I ain't trying to give out no information, you know what I'm saying? And so now I feel comfortable now. It's more safe, and we got the clause there, and we just tell them, hey, you know, the dotted line says, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to add, yes, those recordings for each one of the classes you'll be teaching, that they should not be even shared amongst the students that are not partaking of the classes. They shall not even also be copied as well once you actually have taught those classes and they're actually downloaded. So we just want to protect the integrity of the ministry as well as protect the information you're teaching.
Great. Okay.
We want to protect your the intellectual content of what you're speaking.
Okay.
So it should
that
not be duplicated
to be
outside
documented?
Of the school. Yes, sir, we have it. Yes, we already have it.
Okay, so it's documented. Okay. Once it's
That's
documented
correct, yes.
And they signed off on it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Project Katina, make sure Ms. Jackson look over that, because that's in her field. Let her look over that if something needs to be added or rework. Let her look over that and see if any type of definition needs to be put to that, because I ain't playing with these folks.
Ms. Jackson, are you still on the line? Are you still there?
Hello, Jody, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you send me a mock-up for disclaimers for that? It's for anything not to be transmitted or copy. Can you send me a mock-up? How can you get that to me?
Can I send you what?
Can you send me a disclaimer, a mock-up for non-refundable payment, also to make sure that the content of the recordings are not transmitted, they're not shared, and it's not recopied.
Okay.
Can you get me something like that today? Or sometime
no,
before
not
today is how soon can you get it to me? Just let me know. That's fine.
I can't get it to you until Monday. I can't get it to you. None this weekend because
okay.
I'm
that's
not
good.
At work.
Okay. Whenever you can, that's fine.
Okay.
And then what would happen is that you and I will definitely collab about the mock-up for the non-payment as well as that content. Just make sure it's not transmitted. We'll talk about it. So Monday is fine.
Can you also provide me a copy so that I can go over it and I can have it in
yeah,
front of me
absolutely.
As well? And I can read what's already, the disclosure that you already have so I can see exactly
yeah.
what needs to be added to it, if anything?
That is correct.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have covered the main course so far, right? The main course, let's see. Anything else we need to cover?
Oh, let me take a Okay, so we covered are we are going to also do like this fall semester, what about the certificates after class is concluded? Are we going to still do three certificates for if they attend all three courses, or are we just going to do like, is it going to be the same format?
To be honest with you, I think that's a good question. Let's just be wise, and this is what I'm saying. Whatever that we are, whatever we charge for a person, add a $25 to it. That would be for, that $25 will be for mailing fees and admin, we'll just say admin fees. That mailing, let's just say, no, put mailing fees. That includes getting a certificate and sending it out. So that $25 per class, will add to the definition of, because if you take a class, you need a certificate for that class. Okay? I want them to know they have accomplished something. So if I was a student, I would like to have for the class. You know what I'm saying? So even though ain't nobody, hey, I'm the only one in the class that gets a certificate.
We're working on that, sir. We're working on that.
So if them kids look good, I say, where am I at?
Yeah, they're really good. They're really,
so,
really good.
Amen. So God be the glory. Amen. I want to make sure everything we said was clear. And Katina, the way you sent out emails, you did an awesome job last semester, very awesome job. As far as the emails concerned, with the pricing and the payment, I kind of want you to let someone else help you with that. And Ms. Jackson Webb, I believe she would be very well in the collection for that. So that'll leave you up on just make sure the students get what they need to get as far as the way you send out emails for that and DFI. New membership class. We'll talk about that DFI. Ms. Daisy, let's see here. We'll talk about new membership class. This is for DFI. I want someone who wants to teach Babe, Daisy, all of you all, y'all ready to teach on subjects on new members class. So new members class is going to be like maybe an hour, maybe 15 minutes. Each one of you all can elaborate on some things that we believe in the ministry. Are y'all willing to step up to the plate?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Okay. What we believe in, so all of you all could teach on that, to talk about that. So welcome people in, make them feel like they're welcome. So what we're going to do, Ms. Bay, Katina, Daisy, and Ms. Jackson, all four of you all, we're going to find some of the new members class, and I want all four of you all to teach on a subject. If there's 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes on the new members, let them know they feel welcome. Let's collaborate and initiate some things on what we believe in and stuff like that. So this is priority. We're gonna if the next time we have a staff meeting or maybe in the meantime, I will be communicating with all of you all and seeing what area you feel like you get your input in. And so we have this new member class because we need to have a DFI meeting very soon. Very soon. So if y'all can, do that, I appreciate that. Speak from the heart. What you feel of the rest of this ministry going? What do we believe in? What's the benefit and the purpose of tithing, what it does? Ms. Daisy, talk about that. What the tithing does, what the purpose of it, it's your covenant connector. This is, we know, covenant, it requires two parties. What we believe in, things of that nature, accountability, all that. I want you all to collab on that because this ministry is growing. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Can I tell you something? If there's another shutdown, all of us are already in position. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
People are not going to be in the church, and they're going to flood. They're going to flood Facebook. They're going to flood Clubhouse again. They're going to flood online. So we're just not just going to be doing I'm going to move it to YouTube. I'm going to also try to get a ministry line, some type of television line where people can just hit. So I'm looking to expand. Hear me? I'm expanding. We are expanding. Well, if I have to get an app with a ministry name on it, and all they got to do is open up the app, bam, they can go to church on the app. Okay? So this is the vision, this is the direction that we're going. This is the direction that God has taken us. Because we're about reaching people. So guess what? We are expanding. So we have to get in position for this. And it is what it is. So we have to come up with a new member packet. Ms. Katina, we have to do it, okay? You or any of us, let us brainstorm this. I'm just throwing this out there. So are y'all willing? If you feel like you can teach a new member class, let me know. Let me know because we are growing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to know their strengths and weaknesses, Katina, on the application. I want to know their strengths and weaknesses, their background. Things of that nature. They know they need to feel like they are loved, Ms. Bay. You know, they need to know that they are loved, they're welcome here, and that they're going to spiritually grow here. Prophetess Jackson, they're going to spiritually grow here. They're going to learn, and this is where God's going to bless them financially. You're going to grow here mentally. Everything prosperity is here. This is not just a It's not just a ministry. God will prosper you here. You're in the right place daily. So these are things that y'all are leaders. And so I am going to stretch you. Okay? So, and in the near future, maybe in the near future sometime, some of you all are going to be teaching the class. I know y'all flesh saying, ouch.
You are having so much fun.
I mean, really, my Jesus.
So
it's okay. We kind of see what's coming, Papa.
Ma'am.
Yeah, I said that's okay. We hear you.
Okay, so y'all gonna be teaching class, y'all, or whatever we do, it's gonna happen. So just get ready for it. And I'm throwing it out there. So we have to prepare for the harvest. How can we be ready for harvest? We're not ready. If a harvest, boom, if we go and shut down the 15th of this month, where they're talking about it, are we ready? You heard me?
Yeah.
You heard me.
Yeah.
See, I got to shake y'all up a little bit because this is how God did with me, okay? So, look, y'all getting it too. Sure, I ain't going to be the one to get it all the time. Look, I got three classes, not just two or three. So, I'm just saying, I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
Amen. DFI is going to grow, all right?
Amen.
Ms. Bay, I have to, for some reason, I'm going to have to get another phone or come up with another number for the ministry. Y'all give me some suggestions. All y'all let me know what I need to do how can we use this number. Okay. I can't do it all. I got to rest. I'm not operating overload no more. Okay, so.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to have to get a new number.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
What you say? Thank the Lord three times. What you say? Thank the Lord three times?
Okay. Bless him.
Hallelujah.
That was Mama Jean.
I know that's right. My goodness.
Okay, so this number, I'm going to have to get another number for ministry only, And...
Another Facebook page.
Huh?
Another Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yes, for the ministry.
I think I'm going to need one as well.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion.
Uh-huh. Who had a suggestion?
I do. Roll it.
Can everybody know my name now?
The suggestion that I have right now.
Uh-huh.
Is the number that you have, you can hold on to that number for the ministry, and you need a new number.
Okay.
Amen.
Now you're talking good. Okay, so I wonder if I can implement that on the same phone. Oh, yep.
They can.
I'm sure. Yes.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a warning. Oh, boy.
You know that caller?
Can I make a suggestion, please?
Colin, you're still there.
Uh-huh.
Instead of you using your Facebook page and mine, could you use the ministry's Facebook page?
Okay. Yabba yabba do.
Hugs and kisses. Because I'm getting all type of Facebook requests, and I'm not on Facebook that often.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
All
right. Well, my phone is ringing all day and night.
What?
My telephone is tuning all day and night, sir. So I've had to delete your sermon. So if you go on my page, don't be offended. Please don't be offended. Because my phone was tuning. I mean, it was getting on my nerves. It was nonstop. And you know we had these accident friends. No offense.
You got what?
People, names I can't even pronounce.
You talking about the Africans?
Yes.
No, I didn't say African. Africans.
I know. I know. I understand.
The con artists.
I understand.
Yes. The first name have all the alphabet letters in the first name.
Africans.
I'm thinking it's an emergency or family or I'm waking me up. I'm like, what is this?
We need money. You're African, okay? So gotta watch it. And so anyway, head back to business. Oh Jesus, he gonna fix it for you.
So we all. So we're going to use the BFI ministry for videos. So we're going to use the BFI ministry Facebook page for videos.
Okay. We're going to do that. I'm going to go look at that platform and start doing it from there. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. I must really love God and love y'all to miss the football game. Okay. this is me. All right, so let's go over what we have, please. Thank you very much. Let's take it from the top. What do we have here for today? What we come up with today? What have we covered? So we got about 10 minutes left on the, I hope the phone thing don't stay out, but what have we covered?
So on the line?
Has it been?
I'm sorry, guys, I'm here. I had left the building for a minute. What was the question about?
What have we covered thus far?
Okay. We're talking about the registration date from October the 12th through November 18th. And open enrollment will also begin that same open enrollment and orientation will coincide together October the 12th through the 18th in November. And what else? We talked about the mission. We talked about the prices for each class. We talked about the bundles. We talked about the early bird fee. And we talked about incentive rates. We talked about submission, departmentalized submission for the ministry, which means the logistics, certificates, spreadsheet, recording. We talked about returning students, the bundles. The members packaging and the what else? Oh, the teaching for the members packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the classes, what time it will start and the prices. Did I mention anything else?
Okay, so we pretty much covered pretty good. And then let's go over the prices. Let's start from the very first one, which is the foundation class. How much is that price? $350?
Yes, the foundation class is at $350. That is for full rate. And what, for federal leadership. Mm-hmm.
And what's the early bird rate for the 350 class?
The early bird was
$275.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And the foundations, leadership foundations, leadership activation class, what was the rate of that?
$500 full rate.
Okay. And the early bird special for that, please?
$275.
How much?
$275.
Three?
3D full rate was $700.
No. Let's go back to the second class. Yeah, I'm talking about what was the leadership activation class. That class was $500.
That is correct.
What's the early bird price? Huh?
Yes, the early bird price was $475.
$475, and it was $550. Let's break that down to $425 for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
Matter of fact, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Let's go ahead and break it down to $400. Early bird price for that will be $400. Okay. Ain't going to lower than that. All right. So, early bird. $400. Okay. All right. So, and of course, we did talk about both of those classes are going to be $150 for the, what was that rate? What's that word y'all used?
Incentive.
The what?
Incentive rate.
$150 for those two classes. All right. Can't get no better than that. I ain't going no lower than that. Okay. All right. And we have to really use discernment, you all. Okay. All right. So now moving forward, the next and the final, last but not least, the new class was the 3D 3-hour class. Okay. What was the rate we had agreed on? Was what, $700? Am I correct?
Yes, $700.
And what's the early bird rate for that class, please? $550.
Yeah.
Okay. And the returning students rate was, of course, $550. That's correct?
That is correct.
And
it's
the whole
recording.
Okay. And now we did not come up with one more thing. What is the cutoff for the early bird special? What is the cutoff? And what is the payment plan for classes? What day do we need to cut off? Okay, so we need to come up with that. So do we need 2 weeks after the first class start for the early bird rate? Because if they don't pay,
last time,
need to be
I
before.
Think we had it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Okay. The early bird rate needs to be
We had it before last time, Apostle. The school classes that started like on the 12th. Tuesday and then a Thursday.
Let me be graceful. I'm going to show some grace in here. The same week that we start, that Thursday is the deadline for early bird.
Okay.
Or that weekend, which is that Saturday, is the deadline for the early bird. Anything after that, it goes back up to the regular price, and I'm not taking no exceptions. And I need y'all to really be militant with that. Yeah.
All right, so that would be orientation then.
Yeah, then we'll try you.
Okay.
Okay. I think, let's see here, you talk about the class as an orientation, Prophetess Jackson. Do you want to take a plow or talking about the prices of the class and making sure you know the early rate plan and those who are on the incentive? We'll talk to them probably. Do you want to take that?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so as far as that concerns, any price adjustments for that, we're gonna pretty much I want you to pour straight in that with the money thing. I have a good heart and people can get over on me. I'm sorry. I'm very not saying you don't have a heart, but I'm saying.
Are you talking about me, Apostle?
No, I'm just saying that you can kind of like be firm with that, you know, because I think that's a part of your job, right? You're in collections, so you know.
I know how to catch
their pockets
front and back when they come.
So I'm gonna leave that alone, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna have mercy on somebody and be trying to pray for them and prophesy. So if they can get to me, it's over. They got me. So that's why I need y'all, Peters. I need y'all, Peters, to take that. Amen. So.
I got it.
Okay. All right. So, what we're gonna do? You have any questions on the prices? Do you have all the prices? And as far as that concerned, you can reach. They can reach out to you about what they make, what they can do. If y'all have any questions about paying, please see Miss Jody. Okay. I'm taking my hands off for that because I've been saying, look, huh, you can just don't even worry about it. That's just me. I can't do that no more. Okay. All right. So.
Glory to God.
We got it. So. So we praise God. Amen.
We're going in the right direction.
Oh,
my
yes.
God.
I am. It is officially a okay. Man. You know, so, hey,
yeah.
Look, we could talk about things like right now because we, our leadership, we have to discuss the students. For example, I want to bring up Ebony. She owed $100. I waived that. If she come to school again, we welcome her, but you already know what time it is for her, okay? You know what time it is, so you say, look, you know, we gave you a waiver last time, so, you know, we're dealing character, so we want to make sure you be a woman of your word. I'm through with that part.
Amen.
Y'all know that.
Amen.
Amen. That part. So, okay, if y'all know anyone you're feeling your spirit, that really needs to, they really want to learn. They don't have the money, but they really, really want to learn. They're on fire for God. You know, I don't want to just give away no scholarship. I want to have more than one head involved as far as making that decision, okay? So, and I believe in giving. I believe in helping people. That's just me, you know.
This sounds good.
So what now?
Let them submit an essay at why they feel that they are a candidate to receive a scholarship.
Okay. I like that.
Or why they feel like they're called into the ministry. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna get a new phone. I gotta get a new phone. All right. Amen. So, this is what this is for. Miss Daisy, Miss Katina, Miss Jody. new members class. Who wants to spearhead that? Because I pretty much we need to train. We need to tell who's going to be good with what. What can you feel like you be subject with? For example, Miss Daisy, you do the tithes and offers.
Okay. No problem.
I think you're welcome.
Okay. And
in the love part, while we can talk about that.
The what part?
The one you gave me, welcome and love subject.
Yeah, the love, the welcoming part. Who wants to do that part? Who wants to spearhead that? Would that be you?
I don't mind. I can take that and this love include both of those.
Okay. So the welcoming in, you would do that. And okay. So Miss Katina.
Yes, sir.
What day do we need to have a new members class meeting? This week. Thursday night?
Do we have some new, I would say, your Thursday might be okay.
Thursday night would be all DFI membership, period, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thursday night will not work for me.
Okay. Well, what about
after
when?
After 8 p.m. would be fine, or any time before 6 p.m. would be fine, Eastern time.
So we'll just say 7:30 Central time. How about that?
Can we just get everybody's schedules? Kind of like know what everybody days are, what fit best. I think we need to start there too.
I agree.
So that way we'll know like what worked. Yeah, we just don't want to keep throwing out dates, and you know we can't really make it because things are going to start picking up.
Right.
So that's
but
why I'm just checking that.
We need to meet with all DFL members like pronto.
Okay.
Did you think Wednesday will be good?
And these are members, and these are actually members that are not a part of. These are people that are not a part of other ministries. This is
right.
Just for DFI membership. Okay.
Yeah. What you think? What do you think about Tuesday?
Okay.
What y'all think about Tuesday?
Okay. For me, Tuesdays and Thursdays will not work for me. After
okay.
On Tuesdays at 6:30, I won't be available until after 8, and the same thing on Thursdays.
Okay. Let's do Wednesday then. I think Wednesday would be good. We need to have this one meeting with all the members. Okay?
I'm wide open any other day. Yes.
Okay. Let's look at 7:30, just a 30 minutes to 45-minute meeting. We're going to make as soon as possible. Hit it and quit it. Nobody praying for nobody. Unless it's an emergency. None of that. We're just going to have everybody call into this number on Wednesday at 8:30 Central Time. 8:30 Eastern Time. Is that too late for you all, for Easton, or that's what you need when you do? That's okay?
That's fine for me, yes.
Okay, let's do it. 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Central. Pacific time would be 5:30.
We also have to consider that you're doing Clubhouse. What is that? You do Clubhouse on...
that morning.
Wednesday, yeah, that morning. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of looking at everything from abroad. And that Thursday, we're still having intercessory prayer.
Right, I'm not
going to be able to. I know the service is not going to work. So.
Right.
So, I'm just kind of giving the dates out. I just kind of want to just kind of stay within, you know, the dates and time of what we already have going on the schedule. That's all.
Okay. Well, this week is just a warm-up where all the six weeks come. So, y'all need to eat your Wheaties this week. Get your detox fees because it's on after this week, y'all. Mm-hmm.
And so Wednesday at what time?
Wednesday will be 8:30 your time, Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 Central time. And Pacific time will be 5:30. Wednesday. We have five members. Okay?
Okay.
We have
Wednesday. I'm sorry.
That's Wednesday again. DFI members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as we continue to grow in the near future, I call this DFI meeting rambly. And as they grow, you know, we're going to call it randomly, okay? So between now and then, as we go, we're going to come up with a new members packet. And we go from there. Right now, we did good today. We did good. We covered a lot of ground. Give yourself a God bless you. Okay? Other than that, all hearts and minds are clear.
Amen.
Okay.
It is well.
Outstanding. I have a feeling it's going to be more than 15 students that are new. So we give God praise. Ms. Faye, go ahead and close us out in prayer. Please.
Bay.
Providence Bay.
Okay. Father God, we just thank and praise you, God, for our meeting. We thank and praise you, God, for our fellowship. We love you. We praise you. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everybody have a remaining beautiful and awesome day. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to protect and shield the man of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You
God bless
well.
You too.
Have a good night, everybody.
Love you.
Awesome.
Love you all.
And love you too,
love
honey.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey.